You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I did that thing last night where I was getting ready to go to bed, and I thought, what if this is that one night where I don't take anything to try to help myself sleep? Because usually I'll just take like an Advil PM or something like that. You know, just tell. I was like, why don't I just, I feel really sleepy. So everything should be good. 2 a.m. wide awake.
Good morning, planet.
So you do that thing where you're like, all right, how much time do I have before I have to get up? Do I take anything now or do I not?
Mm,
I wonder if anybody else
has
ever been through that.
Be super groggy.
No, I took an Advil.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so then when the alarm
awake.
Went
you're
off,
alive.
I was like, ah!
Rip your shirt off like Hulk.
I wonder if other people listening have been through that same thing. If you wake up at a certain time, you're like, is it too late to take something? Is it not? Is it worth it? Is it worth the hangover in the morning? Is it... Oh, my God.
Anyway. You wanted to sleep. You should have attended the social media meeting that we had to do here yesterday. Social media training. Oh, yeah.
What I missed.
I don't want to get too much into it, but it was informative.
Shut up.
For a few people. I kind of took the meeting over. It was kind of funny.
Did you?
But it was just kind of funny to see some people on some of our sister stations who don't do a lot of social media. Kind of trying to work their way through the ticky-talkie and the Insta-Twitter and the Book of Face. And one guy was so funny. He's like, you all have completely lost me. All I do is hit the little heart button and repost pictures of my kids. but yeah, we're getting hot and heavy into the social, Dom.
Are we?
Yeah, I guess so.
I thought we already were.
Oh, well, we're turning it up now. We're turning it up to 11.
Have like a billion followers or something like
just
that?
Just shy of a billion, yeah. So anyway, you're going to see a lot more of us. So I'm trying to figure out what is going on now. I kind of caught bits and pieces of Polis talking yesterday. We're now moving to severe risk color red on the status dial, which used to be the top. That was like you stay home, nobody leaves, everybody freak out. But what they did now is they added a color, I guess. So now above red is purple.
Okay.
So we're going from orange to red on Friday, and the goal is not to get to purple, from my understanding. A bunch of counties are going to red, 15 counties moving up to new level red, no indoor dining, last call is going to be at 8 p.m., indoor gyms is going to be down to like 10 people per gym, churches are going way down for the amount of people that they can have in there. They're still saying that if you can attend schools, go ahead and do that. They say a lot of times for those young kids, that's the safest place for them to be with all the safety precautions. So that's kind of cool. I don't think our school district's still going to stick with that. But and then if you're doing, you know, like get-togethers, have 6 feet between people. They're strongly suggesting that nobody does Thanksgiving this year. Gosh, and just a whole bunch of stuff online. So, I mean, you can find all this stuff if you go to any of the news sites. Maybe I'll repost it on our social for those likes and clicks.
Put the little red heart on there.
Put the little red heart on there. So yeah, things are getting intense now, DT. Here in the Mile High City. So I think they're trying everything they can to avoid going to purple.
What happens
with
purple?
Whole other lockdown. That's an official stay at home is ordered. You are required to stay at home. You can only leave to like get food. So and then they're basically saying if you're in a office setting like. Everybody has to be remote unless you're essential, you know. So, and then you know they'll shut down churches and blah blah blah. But man, I'm feeling for the restaurants. I am really feeling bad for the restaurants. I was standing out in the street last night talking to a couple neighbors, and we were just all kind of lamenting about, man, we miss going out. We really miss. I was like, I want a steak. I want somebody else to cook it for me. I want a cocktail at a bar somewhere. And we're just hoping that this vaccine kicks in here. And come summertime, hopefully we can get back out and go out to eat. If there's any restaurants left, you know?
Yeah, that's
scary.
The thing.
It is
all
scary.
Sorts of businesses that still have now another probably 6-9 months at least to persevere through this.
I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't think you can survive on curbside pickup and, you know, no indoor dining. I just don't see how it's possible for these restaurants.
My heart goes out to all of these people.
Me too, buddy.
You can't say too much because for whatever reason, there's a big split on this issue. And I can't wrap my logical brain around that, but I don't want to get it. It seems too political, so I don't really want to talk about it.
Everyone gets so
all
mad.
I will say is that I don't understand people. I don't.
I know.
I don't. I mean, you were talking about social, and I see on social media people showing, you know, together with, you know, this group. I saw one yesterday. It was a group, and it wasn't an old photo from 2 years ago. It was just a couple of days ago, and it had to be like 20-something people all together, arm in arm, just
living
out together, you know, from all these different households. And I was like, I don't know. Maybe it's just the people are so, we're very impatient society.
We're tired. There's the fatigue. It's pandemic fatigue right now. Everyone's just itching to get back to the way things were, but, you know, you're kind of making it worse by doing all that. So it's like, can we tough it out for 2-3 more months? It's a little delayed gratification here.
Yeah, I guess.
Just kind of tough it out.
But the holidays are going to make that tough because there are people who, you know, have to insist on tradition. I insist on tradition. Well, tradition's going to put some people in the grave, you know? So
And businesses out of business.
But, you know, good for you, though. You got to break bread with Aunt Martha, you know?
You got grandma's stuffing. May she rest.
Okay, I'm probably saying too much, and I'll just shut up now.
All right, let's have some fun now. Let's move on from this.